on digital radio, on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast. World Cup coverage.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
The Sportscast, July 8th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We are also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. Only one South American country left. That's Argentina, as Colombia bowed out to Switzerland. We'll talk about the U.S. losing against Belgium, and of course, a little bit of Egypt. And join us all the way from South Florida, George Delgado. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, thank you, Santiago.
So, George, a devastating, I'm not sure if it was a devastating loss, but Colombia got beaten by Switzerland 4-3
in penalty
shootout. Colombia faltered when Davison Sanchez matched his spot kick against the bar, and Cucho Hernandez had his effort saved by Swiss goalkeeper George Corbel. Of course, in regulation time, the game was 0-0. Extra time was 0-0. Went to penalties, and which has happened happened a few times in this tournament. But George, your thoughts over this loss? I don't want to say devastating. I did tell you it was a justifiable loss, but your thoughts over this matchup?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It wasn't like a humiliation. It wasn't, Ecuador versus Mexico, for example. It wasn't USA versus Belgium,
right? Though Mexico did their best to fight for that game, so I will give credit to Mexico.
No, yeah, but Mexico. Oh, yeah, right. But it wasn't that uneven. That's what I mean.
Gotcha.
So it wasn't a humiliation, at all. As a matter of fact. As even as it seemed, Colombia had a little more, I think like one shot on goal more, and they had more corner kicks. What they did have that stats don't, it's a hard stat to get, is chances.
Which, let me pull that up. I do have the stats in front of me. The chances were big chances. This is from the FOTMA website. Total shots, 15, 7 shots to Switzerland. Shots on target, 3-2. So Colombia did have more chances.
Correct. Okay, exactly. Right there. So I count 4 chances, but say big chances, 2.
Right.
There you go. That's the difference. And you need to convert the chances. In a game this tight, 0-0, extra time and all, penalties and all, before you get to penalties, we'll talk about that. That's a whole nother subject.
It's a whole different game.
Uh-huh. You need to punish the rival. So I count 4 chances. One from Luis Suarez, just outside the box, and he hits it wide. And you're like, what? How? Why in Portugal you don't do that? Why are you doing it here? Lukumi hits the crossbar in a header. Davinson Sanchez hits the crossbar twice, one in during play and one in penalties. So Sanchez is off by centimeters. So I'll forgive him. And he played amazing defense throughout the whole World Cup. One of the most underrated defenders, center backs in the world. And then you have the big fat one that 90% of people have in their minds.
I've been talking about it too.
Yeah, exactly. The big fat chance in minute 115. How can you kick it wide when it's 1v1 against the goalie? You're a few meters away, a few feet away. You can't listen. This is where stars are made in moments like this. Norway versus Brazil. How many goals did Haaland score?
2 goals.
How many shots did he have?
Not too many.
I think 2. 2 shots. There you have it. There you have it. That's why he's a star. That's
exactly. He made his chances.
That's why exactly. That you give him a chance. He's a different type than Harry Kane, at least in this World Cup. But you give him the chance, he's going to convert it. And that, Colombia had everything. Good goalkeeping. Penalties aside, good goalkeeping. Great defense. Lukumi, Sanchez, Munoz. And I'll include a great midfield. Lerma did amazing yesterday. And Puerta, I think the midfield is extremely underrated. Lerma.
Puerta and Arias.
Arias.
Great player.
Great. You feel confident there. You feel confident in the defense. You feel confident in the midfield. You don't feel that confident in the goalie. I'll be honest, but he did his job. He did his job. But what about the forwards?
Which brings
that's up my, the problem.
That was a problem. I brought it up in our private chat group, exclusive chat group yesterday. Colombia had a problem finishing. And goal scoring.
You need to
that
finish.
Was so the group. The top goal scorer for Colombia was Daniel Munoz, and he's right back.
So I
that was an issue that I told you about, I think.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a Spain 2010 where, you know, they control the game, they have majority of possession, but they beat their opponents 1-0. No real forward. It's 1-0 here, 1-0 here, 1-0 here. Look it up.
Yeah.
16 quarters, semis, final, 1-0. And I thought, okay, maybe they're going down this route. Maybe.
Which Spain is actually doing it again, kind of.
They're kind of doing it again.
Yeah.
So, okay, I guess it can work. But the 1-0 wasn't the big fat moment in minute 115. That's your 1-0 right there. So it works if you get the one. But they didn't
just never spruce it up. One gentleman did bring up that the substitute, what's his name? Campas. He did score in the previous games, right? One.
He scored against Uzbekistan in amazing play when Cucho battles the ball, crosses it, and he heads it in, which is funny because he's really short. It was a header. So, and he scored in the friendly against France when Colombia lost 1-3. But hey, something, you know, okay, this guy has some kind of, you know, goal scoring ability. Well, when it mattered the most, he didn't. That's the bit. That's it. That's what they're missing. You need to punish. Look at Mexico, Ecuador. Yes, Mexico played way better than Ecuador. Fine. But when did they really score? In the 2 mistakes that Ecuador made. And they punished them for it. You get the win. It doesn't matter how, it kind of doesn't matter how well you play. It's you need to. It's not boxing. It's not boxing where if there's no TKO, it's whoever boxes better by points and punches and stuff like that. That's not how this game works. It's goals. One more goal than your rival. That's who wins.
Goals change games.
Yeah. So it's a different sport, it's different rules. And if it's the boxing way, yeah, I think Colombia could have won in the boxing way. But no, it's not boxing. So it reminds you of Spain 2018 and 2022. And Spain was livid. The country was livid with their national team. All this possession and the passes and the domination. Where's the score? You need to score. It's the same story. Spain was eliminated by Russia, I think, in 2018. No one expected that. And then eliminated by Morocco last World Cup. And let me repeat the story. 2018, eliminated by England, round of 16, penalties.
Penalties, yeah, same thing.
It's just, I see a lot of stories repeating, and it's just...
History repeats itself, doesn't it?
History has repeated itself. Again, I was like, I thought, no, no, they're actually better than 2018. They are better, but same fate. And it's just, it's such a shame. It's such a shame. It's frustrating. People are congratulating the team. I will congratulate some team members. I think mainly the ones I mentioned. That's who I'll congratulate.
Was there, so, you know, can we point down that there was a striker issue? Because you said there was a midfield, but the striker couldn't convert. Obviously, John Córdoba was injured in the last game against Ghana. Do you think, was it a striker issue? Should it have Julián Quiñones? Okay. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, it was a forward. I won't say strikers. I would say a forward issue.
Right, because you guys had the midfield, but you could not
convincingly.
And now, do you think James Rodríguez, showing his age, obviously the coach did bring up he was not in total shape for this tournament. Apparently, he brought that up. He said the quiet part out loud in one of the press conferences after the Ghana match. I had the flu, but he did say he's not in the best shape in this tournament. You'd think that was an issue.
I think it was an issue, but I think it's lower on the list. It doesn't matter. Let's say it is an issue. Fine. It's the finish.
But it's like a lower. It's not like a top.
It wasn't the main issue. Not even top three.
Five. Yeah. He wasn't the worst, but he wasn't the best.
Right. He fulfilled his duty.
his goodbye dance.
Yeah. So, you know, because he did create a lot of chances. I don't know in this game, but I know in past games he created a lot of chances and Colombia didn't convert. That's the problem. The chances are there.
Right.
James has created chances 2024, right. But in 2024 they did convert. That's why they get far. But in the whole qualifiers to the World Cup, look it up. James Rodríguez, most chances than any other player in South America.
Okay. Was a player.
But Colombia didn't convert.
Right.
So conversion. That's the main I'll sum it up in two words. Missed opportunity.
Yeah, missed opportunities. That's something
missed
that
opportunity
we've talked
about. Is the problem with this team. What more do you want? You do the hard part. You go through your finalists in Copa America. You have a weird spell in the qualifiers, but you somehow get out of it, okay? Because you finish strong, whooping Bolivia and Venezuela in Venezuela, which no one beat Venezuela in Venezuela. No other South American team. So you did almost like you accomplished the feat that no other team did. Okay, so it's back in, so it's back up, and then you have the humiliating losses against Croatia and France. Fine, they're friendlies. Okay, if there's a time to lose, it's then. Fine. Okay. Let's see how it turns up in World Cup.
Yeah, which is different from friendlies.
You know? Right. So you complete the extremely difficult task of finishing first in the group. It all depended on that, because then you have which side of the bracket do you get?
Yeah.
They get the easy side.
Right.
Because the path was Ghana, Switzerland, Argentina, and
potentially England.
England or Norway.
Or Norway, yeah.
That is way easier than Croatia, Spain, Belgium, France.
Wow, get that memorized. I got the bracket right in front of me, by the way.
So this is way easier than this side. I'm not saying, with all due respect to the other teams.
Switzerland.
It's an easier side. It's if you have to choose one, you choose this side.
But you would say Switzerland is a worthy opponent.
Switzerland, yes, they played well. I have nothing against Switzerland. I have no complaints against them. I was actually
impressed
because you see them like kind of yelling at each other, which is normal in a high stress match, high stakes match. And then they kind of shake hands and then they'll tap each other in the back. Like there's a lot of like, okay, it's cool. hey, we got a little rough up, but it's cool. You saw that a lot between the two teams, so I really appreciated that.
Right.
Both teams wanted to win cleanly. As clean as possible, you know.
Yeah.
Fouls are going to happen, of course. And sometimes you have to foul here and there, you know, tactical-wise. But nothing against Switzerland. I have nothing against them. Only respect. And you know who came up big? Their goalie in the penalty shootout.
Kobel.
Came out big because Cucho doesn't – it's not a bad penalty. He just blocked it. There you have it.
There you have it.
The one chance to become big, they took it, and that's the difference.
And with PKs, George, it's 50-50. It could go anywhere.
I understand. Yes, it's 50-50. So, I mean, we could say the same thing for Netherlands.
They lost against Morocco.
The history repeats itself. History repeats itself for Netherlands because they lost last World Cup in penalties, didn't they?
I think they just got.
Or they just got eliminated?
I gotta double check. I know they play against Messi, and Messi did the thing.
Oh, no, maybe extra time. Maybe it was extra time.
Let me look that up really quick. It was PKs. You're right.
It was PKs.
It was. Good memory.
For Netherlands.
Quite something. All right, so you touch on the PKs. I do want to go here. What comes next for Colombia? They had a good Copa America run. Mm-hmm. Before we go to this, how would you rate this World Cup performance from Colombia? I know that 2014 is like the benchmark. They did win one second round match, which equals to 2014. Obviously, there's more rounds this tournament, but how would you rate this Colombia team for this performance, for this tournament?
Up until last night, 8 out of 10.
Good.
They were solid. You felt – I'm not going to count the first game, but even the first game, because the first game, every team, everyone was kind of cautious, and it was kind of – everyone's kind of getting used to it. You could just see it, and except USA and Belgium, who whooped their opponents, most teams had to settle it. But even then, they played well. Up until last night, 8 out of 10, they're dominating. They're not crushing. They're not crushing anyone, but they're dominating. And you feel the comfort. You felt like they transmitted trust, especially against Ghana. So you see the team growing. You see it, Uzbekistan, Congo, who almost eliminated England, who frustrated Portugal, who is the main reason why Portugal gets second place in the group. So a sneaky team, the big test,
Sleeper.
You pass the big test against Portugal. You pass it. So the hard part's done. So 8 out of 10.
Before yesterday's match, but then after this match.
Last night, I overall, would say 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10, one notch down.
One notch down because you need to punish. Because at least in the other ones, you get the one goal, at least, right. or whatever is needed, or the 1 point versus Portugal. Not even the one goal, the 1 point.
Right.
You get the minimum out of it, the minimum required. Here, you don't get the minimum required.
You don't. Now, you know, it's funny because you think a round of 16, you think low because this is so new to us. You think quarterfinals is okay, bare minimum, right? You had those thoughts. If Colombia finished in the quarterfinals, you probably give them like, oh, this is a great tournament, you know? But that round of 16 exit, it feels like early, but no, you guys won. US 2 won the round of 32. So it feels weird leaving in the round of 16.
I understand what you're saying. To me, it's a failure.
Okay. What was like the bare minimum expectation for Colombia to
quarters?
Yeah, exactly. Quarters will be quarters. Feel much better, right?
Quarters because you've been in quarters once. You get the especially again once again because you get the easy side of the bracket. You do.
Yeah, and Colombia did well in their group stage. They did well.
Yeah.
And they succeeded their goals. I guess that was the objective: get first seed. I mean, I don't think second seed was in the cards now. Another big question, which I know George might know or get some, you know, some buzz from other people and noise. Does Colombia need a new coach or stick with Nestor Lorenzo, the Argentinian, who's only been there for 4 years, one cycle? But your thoughts, should Colombia get a new coach or stick what you have now? He did okay, but obviously the problem with going second cycle, George, you know this, they kind of, you know, crash and burn. Kind of like Peckerman. Not as bad as Peckerman, but Peckerman, you know. But your thoughts if Colombia needs a new coach or not?
Well, I wouldn't mind Nestor Lorenzo continuing, honestly. I wouldn't mind it. However, the Croatian coach, this is hearsay.
Yeah, this is
Croatian coach is no longer with Croatia. And he has expressed prior interest in Colombia.
Okay. I have not heard about
years ago. I don't know how long ago.
Okay.
If he has the same interest, I would make that trade. I would love to have the Croatian. Croatian, I think, is an amazing team. Dalic. I think Croatia is an amazing team. I think they're the most underrated team in the world. So if we can get that guy, I think most people would make that trade.
So you're leaning towards a foreign coach versus a domestic coach.
Yes.
That's it right now. I mean, I don't know if any domestic coach in Colombia is doing good, like the Pacho Maturana or El Bolillo was. They were good in their leagues, respective leagues.
Right, right.
We haven't seen that type of coach in a while, maybe since Rea. I suppose. So I guess domestic coach is nothing is in the horizon for that, I guess.
I hope not.
Why do you say that?
Yeah. Well, keep Nestor Lorenzo if that's the case. He knows the federation. It might as well.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously the trend line in South America, most teams that hire Argentinians or foreign coaches. So that's been working out. For
Colombia has.
Yeah.
I mean, working out better.
Right. So far, you're 2-0 with Argentinian coaches. You did have the Portuguese coach a couple years ago.
That was weird. I don't even know.
And he didn't work out.
And I don't know. I don't know if it was if the players didn't like him. There's a lot of mixed
feelings.
Mixed feelings.
Carlos Queiroz,
actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and I know David Beckham doesn't like him either. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, David. Because Queiroz suggested to Sir Alex not to play him because he's lost in form, and that kind of provoked Beckham to move out and went to Real Madrid. So. It was kind of a false. It was a good, false positive thing.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if the Colombian players felt the same. Like,
yeah, I don't know how he run. He did okay with Hanna, I guess you can say. But, anyways, that's what is the future. But the talent is good. Now we know. Looks pretty much a done deal. James is not be.
Yeah.
Return to Colombia, the documentary, the way he cried, leaving the field, your thoughts, your postmortem over James Rodriguez's career ending yesterday.
Honestly, it ended
on a low note.
It ended in the friendlies against Croatia and France.
Why you say that? You saw the drop in form.
It was a huge drop.
Yeah. Plus, not playing much. Only 10 minutes from Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So it does. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a difference between training and everything, staying in shape, versus playing games.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a big difference.
Yeah. So he didn't play poorly for Colombia. He didn't. He fulfilled his role. Yeah. The thing is, he's not 2014 James.
No.
He became the star.
Yeah.
So
Puskas.
Puskas, Golden Boot, the best and most goals in the World Cup and the year. Like that's a superstar.
Right.
But obviously we weren't gonna get that. We were hoping for 2024 James, but never came back, really.
No.
So to me, the real end was the friendlies. So
that's where you saw the beginning of the end. And
Basically. And I was like, okay, give him the World Cup because it's a few months away. But I might as well, you know.
Yeah, plus you ran through that system with them for the past 4 years, or at least 2 years. So Lorenzo did take him out the last game at the 63rd minute, I believe, and then the previous game at halftime. So apparently he had a flu-like symptoms. So that's it for James. I think like the way they're playing, I hope this will happen. They'll focus on the wing, make Luis Diaz the star. That's what I hope, which he is a star already, but more of that leadership role. But hey, most of the team will come back. So James, and you're in good shape.
Yeah, well, I think a few players, it's time to say goodbye to a generation. James Rodriguez,
Ospina, probably.
Camilo Vargas, goalie.
Goalkeeper Ospina?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's 37.
Yeah, it's time to say goodbye to a few. And I do have hope. That's what gives me consolation, is there is a future, because the U-20, Colombia's third in the U-20 World Cup.
That's a good sign.
Third place, they beat France in that game.
Wow. And France, you know, is loaded with stars.
So, huh?
And you know that France is loaded with stars.
Yeah, loaded with stars. Now, yeah, so that's a great, there's something there. Even the under 17s, there's promise there. That's a little ways of, that they're too young, but it signals that there is a possible future.
Yeah.
That there's the future.
Talent wise.
There's something to look forward to. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely looking forward to it. Got Copa America 2028. I think if Colombia could capitalize that trophy, I think it's very attainable get that.
Yeah.
They've only once won in 2002 or one, so you got to attain it. Argentina obviously still around, but if you're able to get Copa America, rather going to the World Cup, facing all these big teams, get that trophy in that trophy room. That's key. All right, speaking about Argentina, they scored 3 late goals to beat Egypt in FIFA World Cup yesterday, round of 16 in Atlanta. This kind of reminded me of some other past games where they're down 2-0 and they come back. But your thoughts over this late, one goal by Messi, one goal by Enzo, and the other one by Montiel. Egypt, I thought was game over. Once Egypt scored that second goal, George, that was over. But the fat lady doesn't sing until the 90th minute. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's right. The whole world thought it was over. In the chat, everyone was saying bye. Goodbye. Yeah.
So, hey, Egypt deserved it. I like Mo Salah. You know that.
Yeah, you do, because of Liverpool. missed opportunity for Egypt. This one's even worse than Colombia, because at least
Egypt felt worse than Colombia.
Colombia and Switzerland, they're even. And
it was an even match.
Even. A little more chances, right? You just told me the stat. 2 big chances. Fine, but you didn't convert. Okay. Something to work on, right? It's like a very specific thing to work on, which is chances. Finishing chances. Here, you're up 2-0. You know you're the lesser team. You know it. The whole world knows it. You somehow get the 2-0. It's time to be... like Morocco, last World Cup, you keep the score line. No, they couldn't. They couldn't. We can talk about the controversies and refereeing. Sure.
There's a whole podcast there.
Yeah, there's a whole podcast there. And I would talk more about that if it was like tight and then, one weird call. If it's a 0-0 or maybe even a 1-0 for Egypt, but you're up 2-0. And you let it go. I mean, yes, the VAR, the refereeing complaints are valid. But, I mean, it's still, you had the lead.
Yeah, they couldn't hold the lead.
You had the lead for 80 minutes. And you can't hold it?
Yeah, exactly. It's Egypt's fault, They got to know they got Messi, the GOAT, and the other team. So,
Yeah, the goal of missing penalties in the World Cup.
He did miss two. I think it's the most of any player, I believe.
In history.
In history. Unbelievable. But also has the most goals in the tournament. So.
Oh, well, he's made six. Mbappé is going to pass him sooner or later.
Well, okay. We'll get into the predictions a little bit later. U.S. lost to Belgium. When I want to talk about this, it was devastating loss. Obviously, there's some off-the-field controversy. But Belgium came in strong. They wanted to take it to the U.S. They were motivated. They changed their lineup before for this game. I was surprised. Hold on. There's no Kevin De Bruyne. There's no Doku. There's no Lukaku, which he doesn't really start much. But they put a bunch of B-string players. They scored. I mean, like they were scored one goal ahead early. I think in the first 10 minutes. I mean, they were shooting on the goal. Like the U.S. goalkeeper Matt Freese never had so many saves in his life. So me and my friend who were watching the game was like, "Oh, this is not good. They're coming out strong." Anyways, U.S. Lose against Belgium 4-1. One goal by Malik Tillman, only positive, but the U.S. defense could not hold against Belgium. I mean, I kind of feel the same way as Colombia. We wanted the quarterfinals to be the benchmark. Tried to beat that 2002, but I think like we did okay. I mean, I would give us an 8 out of 10, just like how you give to Colombia before yesterday's game. But the U.S. had a good host. Obviously, you know, Belgium had a better squad. Let's be honest, good team, we had a tougher bracket. A little bit than Colombia. I'd rather play Switzerland than Belgium. But what'd you think about this game?
I no one expected this. I mean, USA were the favorites. You go to the betting,
right? And I thought the US was going to win too.
You know, I did predict Belgium would win, mm-hmm. but I thought Belgium would win like Switzerland beat Colombia, like. By the PKs. Skin of their teeth.
Right.
By the skin of their teeth.
Right.
I thought it'd be like that, honestly. It was quite the surprise. I mean, I have a really different take about USA.
Go for it.
They started off amazing and they impressed the world. And it seems to me they just started letting down.
I noticed they started to decline. Correct.
As games went by, I'm like, progressed. What happened? Where is that? And I was like, why don't they just run the same play they did against Paraguay? Why don't they do that?
And Paraguay's a mystery too.
Up the sides, cross up to the end line, the
wings. Yeah.
Cross it on the ground, sometimes in the air, but mostly on the ground. Hit shot on target.
Right.
Why didn't they run? Maybe Belgium was more organized. I don't know. I don't know. It was so. It was just a decline because I saw the game against Australia. Like two lucky goals. They were kind of.
Yeah, which we didn't have Pulisic in that match. So.
Because he was injured.
He was injured, and then he also came in this tournament pretty banged up.
Pretty banged up.
Wasn't 100%. He's nimble, by the way, so he gets
And the third game
it was Turkey. We were already qualified and we put in our B team.
That doesn't count.
Now the Bosnia game, I would give them, they did had a better performance for sure.
But it was tight. If they didn't play that well, I just not like they played against Paraguay. You could just see him the form declining. You could just see it, game after game. So, I don't. That's a tougher problem to solve because I don't even know what to say about that. Belgium is inconsistent.
Inconsistent. They woke up after the win against Senegal, which was the other game that I was thinking about. They were down 2-0 until the 85th minute, came back and won. So similar to the Argentina-Egypt match.
Yeah. So Belgium's inconsistent.
Do you think that would get just came out
and surprised the world? And okay, well, I mean, the Belgium will take it. Yeah, it's decline in form of the USA, and you never in this World Cup you didn't know which Belgium you were gonna get.
Yeah,
and good Belgium appeared.
Good Belgium.
That's kind of all. That's the
without their stars. So now we know they have a good bench. So
yeah.
Quite. Yeah. All right. Well, there you have it. USA Colombia. We feel the same way coming out of the round 16, even though we both won a round of 32, but it feels like that quarterfinals, the benchmark. We agree on that. So quite something. Now we got predictions. The quarterfinals are here. There's only one South American team, and we're gonna go through the games. France versus Morocco in Boston, George. Who do you have for this matchup? Obviously, this is the Gibraltar Derby. Your thoughts?
Who doesn't have France winning? That's what I say.
That's it. You think France is the best team in this tournament so far?
Who doesn't?
Interesting. I think so too, on paper and on the field.
Yeah, they're the best.
You know, I like Mbappe, that front line with Michael Olise. You know him. You've been watching him since the Champions League. It's something that I think they could win it all, but obviously you got to see it to believe it. Let's go Spain versus Belgium in Los Angeles. Spain has scored many goals, but not conceding too many goals. And Belgium, what's going to happen there?
This one's difficult because Spain, okay, here we go again. Spain is like a Colombia. Colombia is like a Spain. Dominating, ball possession, they're in control of the game. But they don't convert that much. Except they had one game. It was against Saudi Arabia, I think, where they did convert four, maybe.
Yeah, they scored four goals in one of those matches.
Okay, but that's kind of an outlier. So you're against a
4-0.
You're against a formidable team. They're not going to let you, unless we see a surprise. I don't know.
I mean, I can safely say Spain will win this game. They can win ugly 1-0 at the end.
It's expected.
I don't see Belgium progressing.
I don't know. You know what? Belgium. Yeah, Spain, because they're more consistent.
Yeah, more of a team. I mean, Belgium is trying to figure out.
Well, Belgium has better moments. See, it's a problem. It's a consistency versus moments, and which one's going to win.
And to decide who's going to start, that's going to be another one. All right, let's go to Miami. Norway versus England. Whoa. Obviously, England coming from momentum from Mexico. Probably one of the best games of this tournament, 3-2, England won. And then Norway beating Brazil 2-0. So both these teams have momentum. Coming to Miami, Muggy, what's going to happen there, George?
This is even harder to predict.
England knows Holland, too. Holland plays in England.
You know what? It's gonna be so close. I'm gonna say Norway.
That smile told me Norway.
Norway, because England has been proven, tested. But I think Norway has been tested even more
because of Brazil. No, I think England was tested more going to Mexico in the high altitude. And Mexico, winning there, facing their demons from Diego Maradona.
But they were, let's be real. I mean, Mexico doesn't.
I think England has more of a complete team.
Mexico doesn't really have a team. They had
they had heart.
Heart and home field advantage.
They never left Mexico.
And form. They were on fire. At the same time, they weren't really tested either. They had a really easy path up until England. Let's be honest. I mean,
Norway.
No, Mexico.
Mexico
had a really easy path. So, you know, those easy paths they mask the truth. They mask reality, in my opinion. So I'm gonna go for Norway. They've been tested a little more.
A little more, yeah. Like the only
Senegal.
Team that England's been tested is Croatia. They beat them 4-2.
Croatia, yeah. 2-1. Yes. That was a true test for England.
I'm still going for England. I think England knows
how to win.
They'll win. They'll win for they'll win. They got more of a team. They know how
they're gonna have more of a team on paper.
They got Premier League, and they know obviously Kwanzaa is not playing. I got a red card suspension, so we'll see what they do in plan B. Let's go to KC, Argentina's favorite place to play versus not England. It's Argentina versus Switzerland. Obviously, you know, Argentina's luck is on their side. Let's give them that. Wait, is luck and FIFA the same word? I'm kidding. I gave it to you. Who do you have in this matchup? Obviously, Switzerland. First time in the quarterfinals since 1954. Argentina, defending champions, the holders. Who you got for this matchup?
Switzerland. Hands down.
Of course you would.
Like, not even close. Argentina has been surviving.
Yeah. This kind of reminds me of the 1990 World Cup where they skipped through the knockout, but like grinding it, like they were surviving, got luck, went through two penalty shootouts. So this is not the same type of dynamic from the previous World Cup in 2022.
It's not a what?
This is not the same Argentina from like 4 years ago.
Not even close. I mean, not even close. It's just
they were more dynamic 4 years ago.
No doubt.
They were gliding.
No doubt. They still have that fight.
That grit.
But it takes them a while to wake up, as we've all seen. They haven't been tested. You can say that the last game was a test of grit.
Right.
You can say that, but they have not yet been tested against a formidable team. They haven't. This will be, and I think it's going to cost them this path of roses.
It could happen,
as we see in Spanish.
That's the point.
The system hasn't been stress tested, so when you get a serious test, they're gonna get crushed. Exactly. That's what I think.
Now,
Switzerland can hold.
They have good defense. As we saw,
they can hold the result.
Correct. They can.
Switzerland likes the ball too.
And they'll have a bigger
possession. They had more possession even than Colombia last game.
Right.
So they can hold possession. They can hold a score line. Not a lot of attack. Well, against smaller teams, they do have attack. But I think Switzerland's going to win.
Switzerland wins. I choose Argentina. Feels like luck is on their side. Kansas City, very familiar place they played in the past. But I will tell you this, the next round, if they do qualify advance, they'll have the hardest opponent, either Norway or England. So we'll see what happens. Quite something. Well, there you have it. World Cup quarterfinals is here. Really excited. Good tournament so far. The best is yet to come. George, what is your mysterious Twitter handle now?
Oh, yeah. It's Jordy Slim FC.
FC. I love it. Good one. And you can reach us at the SportsCast1 on X and Instagram, and we'll be live tweeting throughout the week. So with that new Twitter handle, will you be tweeting more or still doing the read-only?
I am finally tweeting.
Okay. Posting. You know, you're not the first. People send me Twitter links or X links, and I'm like, because they don't use the X accounts to post or to tweet, so they just read the news. Because people
it was mostly like the news.
Yeah, because X is, it's the best for news, get people's opinion, what's Colombia's future, what people are saying about Colombia. But most of the Colombian supporters that I talked to actually were pretty peaceful about the loss. So, like, you know.
Really?
I thought it's only like 2-3 people. Like, look, we lost justifiably. You know, it wasn't like.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to. Yeah, I agree.
The Brazil loss was bad. I know you guys were like, wow. You guys were. You know, crying, torched, but this one feels like
we lost. Right, yes, it's not the Brazil loss.
I don't hate Switzerland after today.
Huh?
I don't hate Switzerland after this game.
Not at all. No, not at all.
Formidable opponent.
Clean, extremely organized.
All respect.
They had their few chances too. I don't know why. Oh, but there are shots. They had a few chances too, not as many as Colombia, but they did have them.
Yeah,
they kind of have the same problem. Well, at least last game.
Yeah, very similar team. I would say their star player, Chaka, he's actually getting interest from Chelsea. So he's and he's 33. So this guy is a legit player. He currently is playing with Sunderland, but might be transferring out to Chelsea, one of the richest clubs in the world. Well, there you have it, George. Another great episode. Colombia's out, U.S. out, Argentina's still in. Only one South American team, but that doesn't matter to George. So,
no, not really.
Well, George, thanks for coming on, and what's your update?